This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about being pregnant with great expectations. So we're well into the Advent season, as we're 1 week before Christmas. And as we know, the Advent season is filled with the spirit of expectation about what's to come. And this reminds me of the conversation between two expectant mothers, Mary and Elizabeth. Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist, and of course, Mary was carrying Jesus. And Mary had just gone over to Elizabeth's house to visit with her. Now, imagine two pregnant women sitting at the kitchen table having a conversation about the great expectations of their births. And Mary was talking about the coming of Jesus and how he was coming to exalt the lowly. And both women could identify with this because Elizabeth had been barren her entire life, and the scriptures say she felt disgraced by this. And Mary, on the other hand, said that God took notice of a lowly servant girl such as herself. And so they both sat there in conversation with great expectation about what is possible. And so it prompts me to a question for you, which is, what are you pregnant with, but you feel somewhat inadequate to bring to fruition? Remember that God can take a lowly servant girl and anoint her with the blessing to birth the Messiah. And so, as Mary reminds us, let us cling to the word she said, for nothing is impossible with God, Luke 1:37. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, walk with Christ and keep great expectations about what he will do in your life.